Eser royuloi, something that's fit for it. Gemara says, royuloi in, but chain royuloi, something that's not fit to be on the Mizbeach, there's no din Mizbeach Mekadesh. Gemara explains, lemute mai, what does the Mishnah mean to exclude? Samar Papa says, lemute kemotzim shlekit shubakli. If you have a kemitza, that means you had a mincha, and the kohen made the kemitza, took a handful, and the locher is, before you put the kemitza on the Mizbeach, you first have to be mekadesh it in a kli sharis. You have to put it into a kli sharis. Let's say the kohen did not put it into the kli sharis yet, so it's not fit to go onto the Mizbeach. If so, if you put this kemitza on the Mizbeach, the din will be here, that we'll take it down. That this is considered ainai royuloi. Gemara asks, Mask of Lord Ravina Vini asked the question, Maishna, why is this different mid'ula from ula's halacha? The Yama Ula, the Ula says, Emur Kochim Kalim. If you have the Emurim, that's the fats of a Korban Shlomim, a Kochim Kalim. Shehelon Lefnei Zerikas Domon, that if a Koyin put it on top of the Mizbech, before he made the Zerikas Adam, which really was Chachilo, first you're supposed to make the Zerikas Adam, and then you burn the Emurim. Let's say by mistake the Koyin put the Emurim on top of the Mizbeach before the Zerika, so Lachar is Lo Yerdu, you do not have to take it down. And the reason is why? Because Nasu Lach Mesha Mizbeach. That's the din of HaMizbeach Mekadesh. So the question is why? Ayetz Ein Royaloi. Lachar these Emurim are not fit yet. And never had a Shasa Kosher like. You're supposed to wait till after Zerika. Lachar before Zerika should be like before the Kemotzin was put into the Klisharus. Sakamir Ulis says, here is a din of a Mizbeach Mekadesh. The word says, no, it's Makasha, there's a big difference. Hanich loy mechas chumais megufayu. These imurim, the fats of the kochim kalim, nothing is missing, there's no maisa that has to be done to the fats itself. After shechita, that's it, you take out the fats, and the fats by itself could be burnt. It's only mechus chumaisa in the dam that you're supposed to make the zrikas adam first, but in the actual imurim, nothing is missing yet, therefore it's called roi for the mizbeach. But hani over here, these kemotzim, the kemitza the kohen made from the mincha, mechasru maisa begufayu. Here it's missing the maisa in the kemitza itself. The kemitza itself is not fit for the mizbeach until you first put it into a klisharos. Then the Mishnah says, Yabishuaimer, call her royal ishim. Yabishuah sheeter is only something that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. If it becomes possible, there's a locha still a molu layerdu. Rabbi Gamliel holds not like that. Only we hold anything that's fit to be on the Mizbeach. Lav davka l'ishim, even the sachem and even dam. Smurs the question, Rabbi Gamliel nami ayo ksiv, oyla al moito. Either Pesuk says al moito, which is masma like a bishua, only something that's supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, but not dam and not misachim. So Rabbi Gamliel answers and says, no, ahu, when it says al moito means, lihadure poikim udiyosa. Come to teach us a chiddush that the emurim that's being burnt or the boso that's being burnt on the mizbeach on the moito, if in the middle of the fire by mistake the boso gets pushed off it, taika means comes off from the fire, there's a mitzvah to put it back again. That's the chiddush al moito, that the boso should always be on top of the fire, even if it falls off you should put it back on again. So therefore al moito does not teach me li'ishim, but it teach me la dure poikim. Samar says, v'iduch, how does Rabbi Yoshua know this? V'iduch la dure poikim minolei. Samar says, now to play from another postik, that it says, me'asher toichal eish, that the eish eats up, mashma the fire is supposed to eat up all the meat, and if the meat goes off the fire, you're supposed to put it back on again. So that's how Yeshua knows it. Therefore, I'll make this teach me, da'afki relishim. For the Gemara says, v'iduch, why doesn't Rabbi Gamliel also learn like this? Viduch, he says, no, humi boile, this pasuk of Yashar Toicholesh, li achule oilo atomachser, but vi atomachser achule kateris. What are you supposed to put back on the fire to finish off the burning? Only the meat, only from a korban. Mashenkin the kateris. Once the kateris was put on the fire, if it falls off, there's no mitzvah to put it back again. That's the pasuk, Yashar Toicholesh. But there's no din vi atomachser achule kateris. Chetani, we learned. Rebbe Chanina Bar Minyumi, Rebbe Lezer, Ben Yaakov, that he says like this. The pasuk says, "Yashar toichal eish es oila al mizbeach." That achule oila atamachzir. If the piece of meat of the korban oila comes off the fire, there's a mitzvah to put it back on again. but you should know the Yatamach Tzavakuli Keteris. There's no mitzvah to put back again the Keteris, it becomes off. So that's what Rabbi Yeshua does with this pasuk. Vidach, what about Rabbi Gamliel? Or what? I mean, that's what Gamliel does. But what does Rabbi Yeshua do with it? Vidach, lama melish ramino, yachul oyla madrinim enichnami. It's come to teach me that the Keteris know, but I call upon him, I hear from here also, that a chulik oyla, you put back. So I know already from these psukim that if the buster of the korban comes off the fire, there's a mitzvah to put it back again. So why does it say over here, al moita? That's Rabbi Yeshua's limud. It says al moita that this whole din of Hamizbech Mekadish is only things that are fit to be burnt, and not things that are just fit to be there like dam and nesachim. Here now the Gemara says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel loy mekol aroy. Rabbi Gamliel says anything that's fit for the Mizbech, loved up kind of fire, but anything. Now the Gemara's question the other way. For Rabbi Yeshua Nami, like what do you want? Rabbi Yeshua, Nami, Aksiv Mizbeach? It says in the Pesuk Mizbeach, mash anything that goes on the Mizbeach. So Gemara answers, Rabbi Yeshua says, Homi Boilei, that my time of Kom Rachmano, called a royal Umaito Mekadish, is Mizbeach. Right, the Pesuk is explaining, why do I say that anything that's fit to go on the fire, on top of the Mizbeach, that once there is like Herod, you say it is because Mekadesh Mizbeach, because once it goes on the Mizbeach is Mekadeshit. But only something is supposed to be Le'ishim, but not Dam, and not Nesachim. Vidach, what does Rav Gamliel do with this? Vidach, Mizbeach Achrin Iksiv, it says two times the word Mizbeach. So one is for Mizbeach Mekadesh, and one is to teach us anything. Vidach, what does Yeshua say about this? Chad Lehechom, one pasuk is when it had a shas akosha ready. The other pasuk is leechad lohisla shas akosha. Even if this psul never had a shas akosha would be, let's say you made a kabbalah to dam, and then the dam was yaitza, you took it outside, so there was a shas akosha on this dam. It had a heta. Shleibish shas akosha. Now she says like. Nishchat chuslas manav chuslam kaimai evishah shchit. He had a psul pickle on it that never had a shas akosha. Both of them the loch is imolul loyerit. Said the Gemara v'iduch. What does the other one do? He yells kivun the psul minu. Listen, the meister both of them whether they have a shas akosha, whether the dam was yaitse, whether the korban has a psul pickle on it, still they're both posel. Or Rabbinu Rachmana, and the Torah says the chiddush that no, that once it was put on top of the mizbeach, we leave it there. And so he also swears, Leishna hoysa l'shas akosha, Leishna hoysa l'shas akosha. It doesn't make a difference whether there was a shas akosha or whether there wasn't a shas akosha. In both times, we'll say this, you say, that the Mizbech is Mekadashit. So therefore, that's from Gamliel Svara, that kol aroyu, anything that's rich for the Mizbech is Mizbech Mekadash. And then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Hazev akosha. Shimon says, you say, when you have Nesachim, the Yayin is supposed to be brought with the Korban, since it's not brought by itself, only for the Korban's sake, there's no din amolu by the Nesachim. So the Gemara says, Tanya learn like this, Rabbi Shimon and Shimon says, Oila, the Pasuk says, Oila, Ma Oila, we learn like this, Ma Oila, just like a Korban Oila, Ha Bo Beglal Atzmai, it comes because of itself. The others are Lachiv Amolu, Lo Yerdu. So I tell you, Av Kol Haboyim, Piglal Atzmon, anything that comes because of itself, the such Yisrael of Imolu, Lo Yerdu. But Yotzu Nesachim, it goes out of this, there's no Chiddush of Nesachim. Yotzu Nesachim, Haboyim, Miklal Zevach. Then when you have to bring a Korban, and the Korban is Mechayivu to bring the Nesachim, to bring Yain with it, so that Yain doesn't come by itself, therefore there's no din of Azdech Mekadish. That's for the Shim's Drosha. We have Yisrael Lilu Yaimeno, Mitzvah Shinema, since the Pasuk says, Kol hanageya b'mizbeach yikadish, anything that touches the mizbeach has this kedusha that stays on it. So shemayani from this pasuk I learn bein ro bein shein ro, whether it's fit to be on the mizbeach or whether it's not fit to be on the mizbeach, still the mizbeach is mekadeshit. I mean that's what I would have thought to say from this pasuk of kol hanageya b'mizbeach yikadish. So therefore tamudem the pasuk says kvosim. It says kvosim an animal. Rashi says, "I'm learning kvosim the samach lay b'zeh asher tas ala mizbeach." So make the drasha ma kvos mishlat these lambs ruin. They're fit to be on the mizbeach. Is av kol ro Only something that's fit to be on the Mizbeach is Loch of Mizbeach Mekadish, but not something that's not fit to be on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, Oilo, Pasuk says, Oilo, Ma Oilo, just like a Korban Oilo, Ruya, is fit to be on the Mizbeach. I've called Ro, anything that's fit to be on the Mizbeach. So the kids said both Rabbi Akiva and both Rabbi Yosef Lili makes this Rasha. Just from different Sukkim, Gemara says, "My benayu, what's the difference between these two drushes, between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Lili?" Somer of Ada Barava, Oila Asoif, Psu Leki benayu. What's going to be if you have an oif, a bird, an Oila Asoif that became Psula, is the Alacha of Imolu Leyerdu. That Ma Maisile Mi Oila. If you learn from Kiva, learns it out from the Chiddushes from Oila. If so, just like there's an Oila Asoif, it'll also be a din of Imolu Lo Yerdu. But Umar, Rabbi Yosef Lili, Maislo Mikvosim, learns that from the word Kvosim, it has to be an animal, a behemoth, not a knife. He'll hold by a knife. There's no Allah of Imolu Lo Yerdu. Now the Gemara says, but Uman de Maislo Mikvosim, even according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, I have Ksiv Oila, still the Pasuk says Oila, so it should also include even an Oila Saif, even a bird also. So Gemara says, no, he holds. He caused the kvasim. If we would have just said the word kvasim for like siv oil, and it wouldn't have said oilam. Have a meal. I would have thought to say afilu mechayim, that even though the animal is alive, any kevis, once it goes on top of the mizbeach, that there will be lo yer. They don't take it down. So if for no kvasim rachamon oila, it says an oila meaning a korban oila after the shechita, only on a basar, only on a mace is the alachiv molu lo yerdu. But on the Baal Chai, there's no din of lo yerdu, and vadra din is yerdu. Now, ulamanda maislam yoila, according to Rabbi Kiva, that he dashes the word from oila, so comes to include even an oila saif, I fret gemaru aksiv kvasim, I the pasuk also says the word kvasim, so chura, why does it say the word kvasim is extra? So Mer says no, iksiv oila, if I would have just said the word oila, for like siv kvasim, and it would not say lambs, have a min, I would have thought to say, afilu mincha. Oila is mashma, anything that goes on the mizbeach. Anything that goes up there, even a mincha also, is chasav achmona kvasim, chasav achmona kvasim. Therefore, the pasuk says the word kvasim and not a mincha. Even though an oila saif, yes, because an oila saif is included in oila, which says the word kvasim to memayit a mincha. A mincha does not have a din of imalu lo yerdu. This will be according to Rabbi Kiva. Nothing more says, Mayiko penhani tanoi lani tanoi de masnisin. What's the difference between these tanoim here, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef Lili, to the tanoim of our Mishnah? What's the difference? Amrapopo, shemotzim shekitsu bekli, ikka benayim. Now, the meaning would be, if you have a mincha, that you put the kemitza after the kohen took the handful from the mincha, he put it into a kli sharas. So it's fit to go on the mizbeach. And then there was a psuya itzai, something happened to it. Will I say the din of imolu lo yerdu? The Tana didan, according to our Mishnah, the din is lo yerdu. It's also called oila. It's called fit to be burnt on the mizbeach, and therefore, according to all the tanoim of our Mishnah, the din would be imolu lo yerdu. You did not take it down. But the tanoim the masnit, according to the Tana, this brayso yerdu. Means both according to Yosef Lili and according to Rabbi Akiva, it says the word oila. It has to be at least like a behema and not a mincha. All right. To turn over, we'll continue on the other side. Wait till the end of it. You're holding the Afei Gimel on the days. Again, the last line of the Gemara. The last teretz was that Mayik, what's the difference between Hani Tanoi and Hani Tanoi de Masnisin? So my Papa said, Kimotzim shekitshu bekli ikka benayim. That by mincha, after you made a kiddush bekli, and it becomes a psul, and you put it on the mizbeach, it was the din of imol la yerdu. At latana didan la yerdu. The tana of our mishnah holds there's still a kiddush mizbeach. It's la yerdu. It becomes lachmish a mizbeach. For the tana of the masnis, the tana of this last price, both according to Rabbi Kiva, and both according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, Yerdu. And they all, it has to be Dumi to a behemoth, and not a Mincha. A Mincha, the din will be Tirat. Now the Gemara says, Omer HaShlokesh says, that Mincha HaBo B'fnei Atzma, we bring a Mincha by itself, In other words, it's not part of the korban. It's not like nisachim of the korban. You bring a mincha by itself. It's a divrei kulam leteret. According to everybody, it'll be leteret. In other words, all the shittas of our mishnah, all the tanaim of our mishnah will hold leteret because it comes by itself.